for life as well. Mr. White Noise, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. Oh, come on.
Listen, he is a good figure, though. The NS community wouldn't be the same without that. It just wouldn't be the same.
He's always got something to say. Kudos to him.
Exactly. He's always able to insult one player as well. Like, it doesn't matter who he is, no matter how well he plays, he always tells them that they're shit compared to he is.
No matter how intelligible his English is, he gets a point across somehow. I reckon Gibbs has got a point there. This round is going to depend strongly on which hive the aliens get. Very strongly. They'll be hoping for Smelter. They really will be hoping for Smelter to pull back a point in this game. Would the Gardeners go top if they win this one?
I'm not too sure, actually. Let me just check.
Alright. They're clearly going to be the favourites at some point if they win this, definitely. But I can imagine Sorbet...
I think they're the favourites without. Yeah, they will go top. If they win this, they will go top.
Sornamen will pick up their level of play later in this season if they lose this round. Without a doubt.
It's only, they would be top, but they've done some weird, I don't really know what happened, draw against Harpoon, which was just completely, like, confused me how they managed to draw.
It is hard to calm Orbital, though, you have to be honest.
Well, yes.
Especially against a team that's going to be trained up by Danny and with Phil on lurk, you know, you're going to struggle.
By the looks of it, we've got
three people going mineral again.
Yep.
That's a rip off of
Phil. Phil doesn't actually lurk. King Yo does.
He did on Orbital.
I'm not too sure.
He did on Orbital.
Oh, did he?
I'd like to refer you to the demo for that one. He definitely lurks.
Okay. Well, the pressure team...
He did a lot as lurk.
Quite happily cutting down Sorbet's rush.
Is that a shot? No, it wasn't. I'm lying.
Yeah, no. There is a shotgun, but it's gone to Nix.
Oh, no, it's down to... Yeah, it's gone to Nix.
It's gone to Poppers.
The start as well. Cersei's hive for the start is... That's going to be a struggle for the Swordermen.
Yeah, definitely.
We might see Gardeners win after all.
Over the line of
close to base. Two pressures on one side. We've got a pincer movement. That was the Doctor's favourite back in the day. Good old pincer movement. Ooh, Storage D's going to be down in a minute.
I reckon we could see Gardeners pulling this off and winning now. Just seems like Sornamen don't really know what to do at the moment. They're a bit confused with the two-split pressure. They just don't really know where to go and who to attack.
Ooh, shotgun down. Retry.
Retry with a knife kill.
He's going to get a shotgun as well. Ooh, unlucky. I wonder how low heating is. We've got a double knife there.
Unless they get to heating relatively quick. Which it don't look like they are going to.
But there's been a bit of...
Heaton's definitely going.
They've only got three nodes and it's 2 minutes in. That's, they're going to struggle on the hive push. I mean, Fade's only, like, 11 res off at the moment.
For some reason, Sharp's still playing, Gorge. It's fair enough, seeing as he's dropping a res though, but I can't see why he would actually play Permagorge.
Oh, don't underestimate the power of a Permagorge. Mid-map healing, you know, that's a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I'd quite happily say that this
shotgun's back out.
Game's all dependent on Maid at the moment, Maid's lurk.
There we go. Both RTs down at 255.
Both RTs down, yep.
And we've got...
Base gate going up middle there.
Is that Peach on Rez? That's, no, it's Leon. Good work. Three MCs finally up as well. Mark can recap fairly soon as well.
Gibbs killing his own teammates again. Nothing new there.
Ooh, see, gorge frag.
Sharp with a nice little gorge frag there. Shotgun down.
Solo in the shotgun. Arms lab only out. See, look, the res is late. The res is late. They're going to struggle on a hive.
Yep.
Only one IP. They've had to dish out two shotguns as well to kill these nodes. And they've lost one of the nodes already at cooling. This is close. This is very close. Fade's not far off.
Sharp's got the res nodes back up again.
A lot of res eating. You're going to see a lot of res eaten by Skulks in the next minute.
Yeah, without doubt. I mean, they've already taken them down to about four res nodes. Oh, power bank's going down now by the looks of it.
Yeah.
It looks like retry could cut that guy down before he notices too.
Still no second IP. Three dead. Fourth.
Interesting game without a doubt. It's definitely, oh, Claws have jumped out to try and build a second IP.
Second knife kill for retry there.
He's definitely realised that his Marines aren't spawning quick enough. Another shotgun going out to Nix.
Well, it's the best advantage that Marines have in the early game, really, isn't it, you know? They can spawn twice the rate an alien.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost to keep up with the pace of the aliens. Especially with celerity, I mean, they can cover the map in no time. If you've played against the Spaniards, you'll realise it, because that's all they do. Just bunny hop at you as fast as they can.
I don't think
floor in it.
I don't think Gardner's got any problem with this match. No, I definitely think this is in the game. Oh, this is in the bag for Gardner's.
If they can kill this hive, then definitely. But
well, they've got phase gate and mineral and supply way here. So and
supply way, yeah. They have lost a lot of nodes though. Power bank's down now. Flight control soon to drop. Is Tane going to stay alive this time? Is he going to stay alive?
Well, he's done better than what he did last round, so...
The Lurk stayed alive for longer as well. We've got two Marines pushing control rooms. That's unexpected. Going for the res while the hive's growing. I don't know if that's a wise choice, really.
Tane nearly being taken down there.
I have a feeling that these Marines HD are gonna drop like flies with the Lurk and Fade up.
Yeah, you can see it now. Well, there is a shotgun there, but
it's a Lurk and Fade in Storage D. It's not easy to fight in Storage D at the best of times.
Exactly.
Especially next to
too big of a room. And too big of a room.
Exactly.
With that stupid box as well, that's just ridiculously annoying. There you go. Yep, one down.
And two down. And the hive's going to be almost up soon. Good to jump in a minute.
Nix was with his lover boy, he had no chance
here. I reckon this is going to be 2-2. Unless they can get HMG.
They need to get some res nodes down there, they do need to get some res nodes. They've got way too many res nodes.
Any idea of the armory's upgrading?
No, is there no one spawning? No.
Well, they have only just recapped power banks and cooling, and it's already going down. I mean, it's expensive to recap unless you keep them. It really is.
I'll see if I can find out when the hotel spawns.
Back in Storage D again. Did he not learn the first time? Ooh, maybe a fade down. Ooh, no.
By the looks of it, the AA is upgrading.
It must be. Claws
is
playing.
It is upgrading.
That's why he's pushing on the res. he's definitely pushing for the long game. But I don't know.
There's no Riznote buying. There's no Skulks on Riznote. I mean, Leon's been on power banks a few times, but he's not actually taken it down.
I don't know, I'm confused. I would have thought that they'd have made a push on that second hive. They could have easily whipped out three shotguns and pushed from mineral to smelter.
Well, that's a hive up as well now, by the looks of it.
Oh, definitely. Not surprised. And a few more fades incoming as well. You've got a Vegeta on 49, and he's not exactly the worst fade in the world. Is that armory?
Someone needs to get them chambers dropped in. The armory was upgrading.
Not wobbling anymore.
Keep solo in the loop there. A bit of solid aiming.
This is a hive push. Fade blinks through the whole team. Like literally the whole team.
He's definitely woken up a little bit now, Tane.
Yeah, and the aliens have recapped heating as well. This is going to be a struggle. This is definitely going to be close. I foresee a good, at least another 10 minutes in this game. Two fades up.
They need to get them extra chambers up.
Motion, yeah, that's no doubt on the long game. How soon can he get the proto down though? How soon? If you can get a proto down in the next 2 or 3
minutes. Oh, Peach tearing them guys are heating.
He's on a mission this time, isn't he, Peach? Not normally the like most strongest of fraggers, but I think he's got a point to prove after letting down the team on Vale.
With that stupid base location.
Here we go,
need to take that down. They've got to take one of them phase gates down so they can take. HMG's down already. HMG's down.
And a hive drops at cooling. If they don't get rid of this.
That's not too good though. They. Yep. I've just seen the hive.
They're in an ideal position to take it, but.
They got a lot of HMGs and shotguns out.
Especially with Markinism holding the fort with his gorge. He hasn't even died yet.
Looks like Tane's going to be holding the hive cooling. I think if they could get this hive up, it could be a solid win. Gorge.
Aiming for top gorge at the end of this season. Must be. Here we go, three fades. Peach on fade as well. I've noticed Peach be warming up his fade and practicing with fade a bit more than he used to.
He's not too bad of a fade actually, I'm underestimating him.
Yeah. Most comms know what to do as a fade, they know where to attack.
Exactly, that's the problem with comms, is they're very tactical based rather than more.
Skillful.
Is that Mage's lurk down again? Oh crap, I've got a phone call. I'll go for a fucking break.
Siege is about ready. And we've got a base rush. This might be good game for gardeners. 2-2.
Well, they've still not got any Riznode eating though. There is no. Oh, Tane down, it's fade.
No, they don't have any Riznode.
Is that Peach down? Peach down. Claw's jumping out there for a quick little frag.
Vegeta's going to be trying to prove himself now. First siege up. Surprise power banks have stayed alive for this long.
Tane's gone gorge for some reason.
Three.
Well, I'm guessing chambers.
Already? Yeah, this hive's gone.
Tane's just getting ready to drop the chambers.
It might be up in a minute as well. It's not far off.
Exactly, it is close to being up, and if it is up, then there could be a quick little
fighting against
couple
the
Xenocide side scopes.
Is not easy.
No, but it looks like it's down. That was close. They need to get on Resnodes, though. They've got no one biting Resnodes, so just... The Resnodes are open to
they
everybody.
They do have 4 RTs themselves. They do have 4 RTs themselves. And they've had storage deep pretty much all game.
They need to work on taking down power banks and flight control.
Proto labs dropped, I think.
Power bank's finally down.
And they're on cooling straight away. Yeah, they were putting all of their efforts into trying to keep that hive. To be perfectly honest, the Marines haven't got that many RTs. Only about 5. And they've had to recap cooling and power banks many, many times. They're losing flight control as well.
Yep.
Is this
flight control down?
Protolab's not even been
built.
Power
banks is back up though.
They're only just building the Protolab. It's been dropped for a while.
Some solid pressure on base there by the looks of it. No, they're pulling it all back out again. I thought it was about to. They are going base.
Aliens have got a lot of res. I mean, they've got 2 Thades up already, but they've got 2 Skulks on 50 plus res, so maybe expect an overload soon. It's a shame that this won't go into tiebreakers if it's a draw, because I'd like to see more. Nade getting raged there.
I'd love to know what they say when they say things in Finnish.
Perkele means like damn, apparently. It's, you know, the same as saying damn.
Is it?
Just a bit of knowledge for you.
What does it mean, jerky? Jerky, you know.
It's like saying hell or something, isn't it? But it means damn. Satan, that was the one. See, I was right.
Fair enough.
So I like hearing him say it. A good old bit of a curling on the R's. Nice purr in the voice. It's all good.
I'd definitely say Peach looks like he's going to be either hiving or going on us.
Interessant.
It does seem to be hanging around the cooling area. I'm not too sure what he's actually doing, just crawling along the roof there, but...
Retries whoring his mines. Doesn't want to drop them too soon, does he? Finally.
Looks like the hive is going back up.
Jetpacks dropped in the Marine start. Ooh. With weapons 3 in motion.
But this could be a solid
shot. Oh, you know how much of a struggle it is to fight against any from earlier today.
I mean, our game lasted freaking 35 minutes before we pulled it off.
I think it was even longer, actually. I'm sure it was about 45.
Well, Peach is going down. He's not going to drop his hive.
No. He'd struggle to drop a hive against jetpacks with motion. No doubt. They need a few more strong fades on the field. When did Vegeta drop his fade? I didn't notice that one.
I didn't actually notice it at all.
Perkel is more like, for fuck's sake, stronger. I don't know, if you shout damn quite loud, then it's quite strong. Depends on the volume.
Depends on the volume and the tone of voice.
And damn. Hey, if you'd have gone back in time a few hundred years, I bet damn would be like turn a few skirts up at least. It's like saying nincompoop. Nincompoop used to be a bloody power.
I'm guessing they're going to be rushing supply ways. It could be quite interesting.
Supply
ways. Can't get it quick enough.
By these fades, 3 fades up as well. And Umbra. There
we go. Supply rate down, but
Umbra as well.
Another phase gate going up.
Whole team there. Ideal time for a jet base.
Load down.
Ah, there we go. The Umbra's gone already. You can't be aggressive as a Lurk against jetpacks. It's just impossible. Especially when they've got jet...
Team just found a shotgun to the face.
Or then they can aim. Got two Gorges in there as well. And a few OCs. This is a... decision-making time. If they
they're probably
going to
see the siege is coming back out,
can
they?
And they'll have HA to fight against as well.
They should leave one Skulk on their Resnodes, without a doubt.
They're not going to, though, are they?
I mean, one Skulk. I mean, Peach is just going to die each time. There's some markers
right,
down, face fades down.
Only one Gorge in there at the moment as well. Three sieges dropped, but the Lurk's back up.
If that was me, I would definitely.
Is he going to Umbra or not? There we go. Oh no, he's going to Umbra himself.
Two jetpackers down, three jetpackers down.
Fade down, Tane's gone.
And a fade down.
He's not supporting his team, he's trying to steal frags with Spore. He should be Umbraing that fade. If he was Umbraing them fades, this would be a different story. Fade's not even... Oh, here we go, some Umbra's finally.
At the wrong time, though, because there are no one
too many Fades dead, you know? Yeah, Fades have gone now, it's too late, mate. You got an Umbra before then.
They've got three Gorges up. Three Gorges just healing away there. They're obviously not letting this hive go down.
Well, it's not even half up yet, is it? Oh no,
it's
close actually.
Should be dropping sometime soon.
Maybe 30 seconds. Can they get DCs out of it? Can they get DCs out of it?
Another jetpacker down there. I think.
Marine's still got four nodes.
Hive's got to be going up any time now. It has to be going up any time now.
Only one jetpack left and only...
There we go, Hive up. Some Zima going in there, I reckon.
Must be some HAs on the way. Is the HAs on the way, or what? The GL's down
there. I don't think they have to have some HAs now.
Here we go, DCs. DCs and webs.
Webs up. Got to get some Zima in there, though, otherwise they're not going to have much
chance. I have no idea who I'm rooting for at this point in time. I want them both to win, they both deserve it.
It's just such a chaotic fight. Tame with a little frag down.
I know.
No, best down. Yeah.
But they've got DC.
It was a good fight to hold that there, but...
And they've dropped
DC on
the
edges
as well. No, there's
I'm not
too
sure if they did.
There's three DCs sitting out in surface.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, three DCs sat in surface.
Oh, yeah.
That was the aim of that hive anyway. Those DCs will make a very big difference versus those jetpacks.
Well, I still believe that they...
Watching the phase gate at the moment.
If that was me there personally, I would have put one fake, just pressuring base and one skull for those nodes
mineral.
At least.
Mine's down at mineral. Can they take use of that? Yeah, they definitely should have had someone eating res throughout that period of time. I'm sure those skulks were just kamikazeing into nothing for a lot of it.
That's what I mean. I mean, Peach managed to pull out about six deaths from that, something like that. He should have focused on staying on just res nodes.
Definitely. I mean, because you're never going to be able to pressure a hive with sieges versus fades and lurk and OCs and defend res at the same time. It's just
exactly.
You've only got six marines. Even if you have got jetpacks in a little tight corridor like that, you need to just do one thing at a time. And if they didn't
have technically not even six marines.
Full team of jetpacks now though. Oh, it's still all on, isn't it? It's still all on.
It's definitely gonna be a long battle. I mean neither of the teams are taking down res nodes, they just seem to be they just don't seem to really be doing anything. Exactly. I mean, they've not tried. Marines aren't trying to take down the alien res nodes, and aliens are not trying to take down the marine res nodes.
And you can't even get out more fiends now. They've only got two, and they're a bit low on res, I'd have to say, for aliens. You'd have expected them to at least try and recap somewhere. Maybe called power banks or something.
Yeah, funny enough, there is still an MC, just a random MC in cooling, doing nothing.
I doubt it's going to be a match-turning item, really, though. They've got enough MCs elsewhere. Useful for escapes, though. Must admit.
Yeah, that's a point that Jericho just pointed out.
Yeah. It's hid behind a wall yet, they probably haven't even seen it. A scanner would probably just take it down straight away. I think they've got bigger problems to concern themselves with at the moment. Look at that, they've gone from 30 res to 50 res in the matter of seconds.
Exactly.
Got more fades coming out soon, and the fades are going to stay alive a lot longer as well. With the
Gib's still having a moan about a map.
Have we got any HA yet? No, armor 2 just.
No.
Full team of jetties again. An hotel still on a negative score.
I think you worded that a little bit wrong there, Juriki. Finally, sudden HIV.
That sounds nasty.
These are the best games, though. These bring back memories of the old days of 1 hour games and.
Oh, yeah. It's really hard to comp for these long games, though. Really starts to work on the brain after a bit.
Exactly.
It takes a lot of energy. Really does. MC's gone at last. Zammer on sweep patrol.
Looks like Mineral's going to be going down. I don't think they've really got much of a chance here with a lurk and free hate
down at storage. Nade's doing well as a lurk recently. Hasn't died for quite a while.
I think he's mainly just supporting now though, rather than trying to do anything amazing.
Well, the carapace will definitely help him. Here we go, a bit of Umbra as well. That's what I like to see.
Jetpack's going down in mineral like flies.
Dropping like flies.
Marco pulling them all down.
Then they're going to need some HA soon to hold this, you know? One HA at each.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to do it without.
Is that mineral gone as well?
Yeah, mineral's down. Well, if they work on supply rail and they manage to get that down, then there's going to be some serious problems for the Marines.
Armour 3. It's hard to fight against Freydians. Very hard. No fades have died for a while.
So there's nothing really interesting going on at the moment, it's just everyone's holding. They finally cleared them out, fire control and mineral, so they've got rid of two of the res nodes at last. We're down to three res nodes in total, which could seem like aliens pulling this one off. Seems like Sharp and Tane's finally woken up as fades as well.
Definitely. You saw
definitely some solid fading down on from there.
Gibbs in this match, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, they're both doing pretty similar for the team.
Well, Nick hasn't really played too well this match either, compared to what he was doing on Valdez.
fairly true. But he's not exactly got the easiest of opponents here.
Exactly.
Here we go, more jetpacks out again.
I'd say they have a slight too many HMGs out this time though.
I think the focus is mainly on killing the aliens, not the structures. Even though if they do kill them, they're just gonna refade again.
Exactly.
Or his tank died recently or something.
I mean look at over his.
Seems a bit lower.
They've all got like 50 to 100 res, every single one of them.
Hey, when did Heaton get killed? That must have gone recently.
Yeah, he just died.
Supplyway though. If Supplyway goes,
it looks like he's gonna. They've got a couple
of jetpacks. So here we go, Tane down.
Right, Tane tried to suicide himself there. It looked more like he tried to suicide to get the phase gate down.
I don't even know if it was that low.
Marco clearing up the jetpacks again. A solid fade in there from Marco.
When you've got all chambers as a fade and two hives, it's just so.
Trying to drop that hive again.
This will be a struggle. There's still the sieges there from last time, though. Maybe not for long. Oh, I'm getting tired. Oh, we've got another spec with us on the HLTV. Shoutcasts one.
Have we?
Someone hacked their way in there.
Find out. Can we not find out who it is?
I don't think so. Status doesn't work for HLTV, does it? Oh, you cheeky get S4, Druid.
Hacking into our Shoutcast HLTV.
Blatantly abusing something there.
Exactly.
Still no heavies though. 30 minutes in and no heavies.
I think that's where he's definitely gone wrong. That's where he's definitely gone wrong. If that was me, I wouldn't have dropped armor free. I would have gone for heavies.
Well, you could probably get both. It's just the case you've got to have confidence in your LMGs. You know, they may not be able to carry things, but they can definitely do some damage. And they're free. It never hurts to have a few LMGs dotted around.
S4 Druid is completely clueless as to what he's done. I don't think he's even realised he's joined the wrong server. he just did a question mark.
Alright. Well, that's hardly speaking. Explain yourself, Druid. Is this hive going to go up or what? It's about 2/3 and Markinism's down. Straight down to Zan.
I think this is definitely going to go up. Definitely going to go up, and I think this could be the end of it for them. Peach down, yep.
And Peach. Sieges are almost up though.
Well, it looks like Tane's there as well, solo by Glover.
This hive's almost up though. And I bet they're refading straight away. Yeah, they are.
Sieging it again though. Another.
Still, no skulks attacking power banks on this hive grow. I don't understand it. And here we go, we've got
retry
heating as well. Yeah. See, they know how to hit res, do two things at the same time. Markinism straight back up.
It could be an interesting one here though.
Is Peach on Onos or is it or what? See an Onos?
Yeah, Peach is on Onos.
This hive's up as well.
No, it's not.
Deno versus Jetpack. Yeah,
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
It is.
No, there's a bit of a problem with the HLTV there. It showed that it was down.
It's must be about 10 HP or 10% on that hive though. Yeah, it's gone.
No, it's done, yep. Completely done.
And Vegeta's down as well. No fades left, just an Onos. Or is Tane refading?
I think it looks like Marco's going to be refading.
I don't think this Onos is going to last very long. Got a whole team committed to his death now. There we go.
H down straight away.
And PG up at Mineral. I like it. Two birds and one stone.
Mineral's definitely, Meta is definitely a hard map to Onos on though. It's, everything's so tall.
Versus Jetpack. Versus Jetpack, Onos is going to be a bastard. I'm surprised they haven't started OCing up the map or something. I mean, they've had the res flow for it, and a few of these fades have just not done anything at all.
It's just without a doubt an extortion long match.
33 minutes so far. No,
I can't see anything anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly. This could go on all day. Already eaten up power banks at last. And we've got someone pressuring storage D. What's going off there?
That's the major problem is they're not pressuring any of their res.
Well, it is hard to pressure res versus jetpacks with motion. In level 3 armor especially. There we go, soloed. Sort of mechanisms fade by Hanshu. Haven't seen him do much this game.
They're definitely both fighting for their top spot in here, they're soloed, aren't they? I can see them both. The Ventrilo, the atmosphere on Ventrilo must be both of them. Just Gibbs and Peach raging.
I can imagine adrenaline being very high. To say the least. Yeah, I agree, Jericho. You need to get some OCs out there.
Just a few random OCs around the map. I mean, even if they've
got too much freedom. Yeah.
It wouldn't do any harm just to run up to supply there with a gorge and a fade and just drop a couple of OC to them and then take down the phase gate. But...
Or even just getting OCs at Sector F. I mean, the amount of times that they've trapped fades by going from mineral to supply way, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's where so many fades have dropped in that area. Just getting some OCs there would do wonders. Never mind putting OCs around storage and heating so these solo jetpacks can't just take them down. Because that's all that's happening. You just get a jetpack flying to storage D or heating on their own every now and then.
Exactly.
Sweeping an RT before the phaser have a chance to realise. You can't underestimate the power of mass OCs in games like this. These high res battles. Not only do they help fades, but they just help everything. And there we go, there's no fades left and only one person's got enough fade res for it. Well, Vegeta's fade, but he's going to be struggling on his own. Full team of jetties out again. Are they going to finally push on a hive or what? Or are they just going to sit and defend all day? Here we go, heavies. We might start to see some pressure from the Marines. I have no idea why that song is Jericho. You say you've got loads of progressive trance though. Wouldn't mind getting hold of some of that if you could. Well, any's good. I like me prog. Still no OCs. Got gorgeous dancing around the map. But no OCs. Oh my god, can someone please do something? It's been the same thing for the last 30 minutes.
We're running out of things to say now. It's just...
Yeah. How long before the try and drop cooling again, eh? Second HA down.
Oh, looks like Peach has gone fade though. I didn't see that one pop up. Oh, we've got the fades back. I didn't see any of that.
Not much res between them though. Woo, one down again.
Tame back down.
Not long after refading. I think the fades have started to appreciate the importance of hitting the RCs.
Another fade down.
The fade down, Peach, Hanshu on solo in again. Took on about three fades alone there, that's not bad. And Hanshu down.
He's raged some in Finnish there, I don't know what that means, but I'm sure Jury can tell us.
If Hanshu knew what it meant, I'm sure he'd be raging himself. Yeah, my point stands.
Okay, I've got two heavies out now. Two jetpacks. Could be interesting.
Please,
from now on.
Push on Smelter, for God's sake.
They just seem to be defending, but for what reason? They just...
Well, it just takes two HA and one jetpack. They could easily get a phase gate outside Smelter and start sieging or something. One jetpack hovering sector F and one hovering...
Mark got done by a randomly placed mine there. It looked like something just went down in base. The AA just went down.
Ooh. I'm not too sure if that's going to cost too much for the Marines, though. They don't need to upgrade anymore. You've got so much res freedom when you don't need to get upgrades anymore. You can just keep on kitting out stuff and dropping meds. I think Hanshu's warmed up quite a bit now. He'll be looking to get as many frags as possible in the next 10 minutes. Oh, Claus.
I would say Claus is playing too defensive here. He's... I think both, I mean, really interestingly, the aliens have got to play defensive, otherwise they're just going to walk straight in, but... That is true, that's... Over about the last 20 minutes, all they've actually taken down is...
Fluid. 2HA at fluid, and a phase gate, finally!
I don't think that'll last, though. Oh no, phase gate's up, isn't it?
Here we go, there's the jetpack. Got some nice kamikaze smuggles, giving them a bit of extra res. Just
there's one HA down. One HA down, but there's two jetpacks and another HMG in there. Another HA in there.
Yeah, though. I think Peach might be refading. Oh no, he's a gorge. Here we go, hive drop cooling maybe. That was
hive drop cooling.
He went gorge and then he went fade again.
Alright.
Absurd. The siege is starting. Might see
yep,
this game.
Siege is going on. This could be the end of it. This could definitely be the end.
Here we go, another phase up. And we've got the Umbra out as well.
Yeah, we could do a couple of interviews afterwards. I mean, I don't know whether we want to put it to a little vote.
We'll have a chat with Claus.
I guess we could probably get the best two, you know, Claus and Gibbs and maybe someone like Peach and Tane on Ventura.
Vegeta down.
Yeah, but what was that, their last fade? Oh no, Peach is back up as fade.
Is this being recorded yet, or what? Or are we still just talking to ourselves for no reason? Live push. Hello, people! Oh, good. I can remember...
How long has it been recorded for?
Team North America versus Team EU, and that just disappeared completely. I've never seen that shoutcast since.
It's because of your fucking shit, that
Probably. I was shoutcasting with Zammer and Space Jesus. Those two said nothing all game.
Now, this has definitely got to be hived down for from this point onwards.
Isn't it? Not even a gorge. Not even a gorge there. Are they losing?
They've got an owner sub. They have got an owner sub. But I don't think he's going to do much help there. Too many HMGs in that place.
They've lost an SC and an MC as well. That's going to make a very big difference. Yeah, they definitely should have some gorge healing. Even a DC behind that hive.
The stomps are helping without a doubt, but I think them sieges are just going to power them down. Power that hive down without any issue there.
Yeah, fade down, Tane's dropped.
Yep, right, she's jumped in then. At HA, and I'm sure he's got away. Yep, he's got away with HA in his stomach. He's rushed in there. He's rushing in to get it.
Here we go, another HA.
Onos is rushing in there, but I'm sure he's going to die. He's going to die. Yep, Onos is done.
He's underestimating the power of redemption there.
That's hive down as well, unfortunately. Looks like it's game over for these guys.
And they've lost storage D and heating in that act as well. Yeah, I can agree with his ammo there.
Gibbs has, he's quieted match of the week, and I think everyone can agree.
45 minutes.
He probably would not. If he had lost, he probably would have had a rage about how shit the map was and all this kind of stuff. And
well, he is blah, anyway. Blah, but he's even winning in saying that.
Definitely a very good game, no doubt.
And the F4s are out. Game over. Well played, Gardeners. Definite favourites for the league, is it now?
There you go, they've finally all started to F4. Yep, they're all just, by the looks of it, raged off the server. Very good game there, both hives were, both games were very good. I'm almost 99% sure if Tane didn't make that small mistake there with his randomly weird base placement on Bill, I'm pretty sure that would have been an easy draw, but unfortunately, you know, what happens. It's a good game though. 3-1 to Gardeners, shopping trolleys, babysitters, whatever they're called nowadays. I'd definitely put Gibbs as man in a match there, without a doubt. Definitely would like to see Gibbs as man in a match.
I don't know, Claws did quite well. But yeah, I guess so. What up, ZH? Are you happy?
Well, that last game was actually really, really fun. That last round.
Yeah. Probably. You did have a good 30-minute period in the middle where it seemed like nothing was changing. It was just a constant battle.
Yeah. Well, we were at a stalemate because their fades were killing our jetpacks were killing their fades, and all this shit. I mean, as soon as we got the heavy armors out, it's like, lol, can't do that now, can you?
Yeah.
The HAs took quite a long time to come out there.
We were mentioning it's surprising that they didn't start to lame up the map at some point with the amount of res that they had. They just kept on pushing out fades that sometimes just did nothing at all.
Sorry, what was that? Quite a bit talking some.
Hello.
Alright, Zarp. Noticed you took a fancy to gorging a lot in that game. Which is a bit of a shock.
What did you guys think of Peach's base placement on
I thought it was shit.
Yeah, we kind of analysed that as if you didn't drop the IP there and the mines in such a place. I mean, even if you put a mine on the wall, it would have stopped you guys from base rushing. But he kind of just completely screwed himself over. He tried to jump out of the comm chair and rescue it, but he had to walk too far in order to try and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You think just by that one base placement, he completely ruined the marine game. They're not, like, obviously he's an amazing comm, but...
I assume that that question is for me on our marine round on wheel.
Yes. Just
Yeah, I was one who placed those mines. I put four around the IP, and I think that the IP just was too close to wall, so it could be...
Yeah, it was.
Definitely was. Bit of a disappointment was the Vale map, must admit. Was expecting more, but made up for it with metal. That was highly interesting game.
Especially last round, game swifted one to another, and...
That was a well fun game, actually, for last round.
I bet you guys are
a
all...
game that good in a good, like, year, probably.
Yeah, it was a very high competitive game.
So, Gibbs, what was you expecting from the terms of score before the match?
Well, last week we got a pretty upset tie with Iporn, I felt, and that was mainly because we hadn't PCW'd all week. So this week I kind of got our asses into gear, started PCWing more, fixed a few mistakes in our marine game, maybe a bit more aggression, etc. Playing the Spantards helped actually quite a bit. And then we just went in there.
Yeah,
actually, I think we won
because
of my mind game. My mind game's on Tain. I mean, Tain, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to.
Tain was on sock.
Yeah, too rude.
And Sharp, what was you expecting going into that game from on a Sunamen's perspective? What was you expecting to score?
Well, I was aware that what they're called now, Cardinals. What are they called now?
Oh, maybe
it'll change next week anyway.
You just switch it every week, so I can't keep up. I knew that babysitters are capable for kneeling us, and I knew that we are capable for kneeling them. So I knew that it would be interesting game. I just didn't expect to lose, obviously.
Yeah, I thought it could have been a quiet.
Mistakes in all our rounds, but we have to improve from that, and we can win this tournament.
At least you didn't flash tank. I mean, that'd really been bad.
I almost sold you with LMG, so...
Everyone has done that.
Tate, I think I soloed you played about five times on the metal game, Tate.
But luckily I carried our alien around a slurk on metal.
Yeah.
So babysitters, do you reckon the season's in the bag for you?
No, not at all. Actually, in fairness, I think the strongest team right now is probably the Spantards. Their marine rounds are really, really, really strong. Sornemen's probably the other threat. But I don't think Squad 6 are actually going to be able to make it to the top 2 now.
So you think that it's going to be us and Squad 6?
No, I think it's going to be us 2 in the finals, but I still think Squad 6 probably the strongest team.
From what I've heard of a lot of Squad 6 players, they're losing a lot of confidence in their commanders. Especially after losing a round with me as fast fade. That's got to be shameful.
Losing a round to you just on the team's pretty cool.
exactly, so imagine the outrage of all of them when I was fast fade. It's just... That's something that they'll never remember again. Instantly repressed.
Overall, from each team, Gibbs and Sharp, how do you think you both performed?
What was it?
How do you think you both performed, Sharp?
How well did you do?
Oh, me and Gibbs.
What, as players?
As a team. As a team. As a team, of course.
As a team. Well, we... I can go first, so you can listen my answer.
Vittu
saatana. Ilja homo mitä vittua. I'm obviously disappointed that we lost, but we did have a pretty solid game, just a few major mistakes. We didn't fully listen to Tain at our alien rounds. So it cost us.
Wait, what are you talking about there? What do you mean you didn't listen to Tain? What happened specifically?
Well, I get some orders, for example, when I try to do the third hive every time. I told everyone that not everybody should be in a hive, no one should go to base, but someone did go to base and we kind of lost because of that.
Me and Bungle noticed that during every time that you tried to drop the third hive on metal, you never attacked the Marine's arties. And left the Marine
or base or anything.
Actually, it's funny that because we actually, well, there was a stage where they were overpowering us with our fades, and then as soon as they dropped the third hive, is what lost it for them. They dropped that third hive, we had everyone but retry at the siege spot down that little tunnel. Fades couldn't
and he was
really
taking the RTs down,
and he was capping and taking RTs down. We went from 3 RTs to 6 RTs, and he got heating down as well, just in the time
we
were sieging. And that's what turned
the
game
around. Yeah, but you missed the point, because we don't need to give... If we don't have codes goes up and we can keep it, we will won. If we had 0 RTs and it go up, we will still won. So it doesn't matter if you give every RT down.
Did it go up, and did you keep
it? No, it didn't, because everyone didn't wear there, so that's what...
But have you ever heard the phrase, don't put all of your eggs in the one basket? It's maybe that would have helped in some point, because you didn't keep the hive at the end of the day. I mean, it's very hard to stop people from sieging that hive with the tight corridor and a ramp that you've got to blink up straight away. I noticed that you lost a lot of fades during the times that you were trying to defend the hives, because you were fighting against a full Marine team with jetpacks at times, and it seems like if you were having at least one or two skulks just eating res at that point, I think it would have made a large difference. But I agree with you, if you did keep the hive, it wouldn't have mattered at all.
Well, this is
really
a place for tactical debate, but if we didn't hold the third hive,
your comments on it.
Which eventually we didn't, it wouldn't mean either that we lost the game.
But your thing was, skulks are going to be useless versus jetpacked HMGs down that corridor. You should have just put some
skulks
on there.
Not necessarily. I personally
did get
maybe
free my fade.
When you rocked my fade, I personally took like 4 jetpack with the HMG down, so I don't think that skulks are useless on that corridor. Well,
especially with
Umbra. We are if you attack from front.
So,
a bit of a lack of
a quick question to Tain and Sharp. Sharp being the old shotgun. I don't know how to explain it, like the fucking kick-ass shotgun or whatever it is. And Tain being supposedly the new kick-ass shotgun or whatever it is. How do you guys both think you performed Marine wise with shotguns? I mean, to me, you seem to have fallen quite a lot, especially Tain. I mean, obviously Sharp, you've not long come back, but Tain, your skill wise, I mean, I haven't really seen you playing a lot lately, but you just seem to have not really have tried or even performed very well. No, I'm not saying he's shit or anything, it's just, I mean, compared to what you used to be, you used to absolutely rage everything that just come towards you. Now, it just seems like you struggled every time, whether it was just a skulk or a whole rush. Both of you seem to struggle.
I think it's the same reason I've gotten probably a bit worse. I think me and Tain are both at uni now, so less time for gaming, more time for drinking and stuff.
Yeah, something like that, but I don't know, it wasn't bad shotgun because I get 2 RTs and 1 MC down in metal where I was fast shotgun, and in rail I wasn't fast shotgun, so don't know what you're talking about. It's not always the facts, but you get down.
I did like you taking down our MCs on metal, and I did like Sharp, your little ninja on the MC in metal on the cool and high there. They're always good.
Sornamen, you definitely had a stronger marine round on metal, and you dealt with their alien on metal very, very quickly. It was a very solid round, not quite as up in the air as the next round.
I disagree. I felt our alien was just a lot weaker on metal. We lost our lurk in a second.
You didn't have the best
opponent. You lose your lurk, and that's the thing. Good teams will walk over you because they know they can pressure wherever they want.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we sacrificed a hive. We sacrificed Hanchu going hive to go fade, and that didn't really work out.
And he
out
died straight away.
Yeah, exactly. So all of our chances to get the upper hand in
two cases
failed.
Of bad luck, really.
Yeah, Hanchu's got dropped
but you have to,
by 2 LMTs at Marine start. Probably
you can't underestimate how strong the Marines were on that round, though. That's my point. That the I don't know if you may be putting a lot of emphasis on how badly you played, but I'm trying to say that the Swordsman really did do a strong marine round on that.
When I died as Lurk, I didn't know that there was a shotgun, so I was just like shit and died.
I did say, is there a shotgun?
You didn't know.
And you just blew
we
it.
We shotgunned that res node for like 30 seconds. That's probably
fine.
It's a rookie mistake, but it happens.
Yeah, I thought that you just self-tain to turn his back on you and try to take advantage.
No.
What I was wrong.
just an amateur mistake.
Dookie and McPherson.
Staff in pain, do you have any big regrets for your marine round on Vale? Because I think a lot of people expected you to do a lot more on the marine round on Vale. Is there anything that you would have done differently?
Well, I didn't get a chance to do anything special because all my I died was simply my position mistakes, not my aim or something, but it was a quick game also, so it didn't have much impact the game at all.
Yeah, it was probably that base rush at the start that lost us the game. We could have come back if we would have been playing a little better, but not this time.
Enigmatic. A question for Nyx. Hello. Do you think that playing for me has helped you become so amazing at the game?
No, you're not your shit, I just have to play it.
No, one question I did want to ask was, you guys have both got new recruits, well, not necessarily new, I mean, obviously Leon's old school, but Enochnad Gibbs, how do you think he's been performing being in Division 1?
Better than I thought.
He's hit and miss, but like all new players, like his experience lets him down, but he's got the potential. He's definitely got, he's a great like alien skill wise. He's starting to know what to do. He listens, that's a good thing. My only real problem at the moment is he's just a bit too quiet on vent, so, but he's definitely getting there.
Yeah, he's actually like Willa.
That may come with
time. He doesn't talk.
Except he's not ginger.
Yeah.
And Tain or Sharp, whoever wants to, what do you think of your with Leon coming back to Innes? Do you think he's had a good impact on you guys?
I'm gonna let Tain answer that. He's old mate of from Levitacus of his. So
yeah,
you're still here.
Yeah, he was a great player when I played with him, and Levitacus one of the best in clan. And he was normally skulk back then, maybe one of the best skulks in the whole EU then. So it is great player, and if he get his skills back, he gonna make big impact to the game. Of course, he has played 2 years in NS and now he's almost as drunk as Hopsu, so it's hard, but it's possible.
I thought you had your best roster out tonight, mate, definitely. But
probably was missing Naxxu, but pretty much.
I think Naxx is a bit too inactive to be amazing, but yeah, maybe switch like Vartija or Leon for Naxx. Alien wise, like.
Kibi Aiki seems to have been quite active with PCWs over the past few weeks, but he wasn't around today. Am I just wrong in thinking that he's been quite active or what?
Who was that? Excuse me.
Kibi Aiki.
Oh, Kibi Aiki. Yeah,
he seems to have been playing a lot in PCWs. And doing quite well as well.
Well, not that much. He's inactive, and he's also a very good player. And one of the I have played with him 5 years together in same class, so I really know him. And he's also specialist at aliens, so he's really good. Good Skulk and Fade.
Yeah, I would.
But he's not active.
You would have benefited a lot from his Fade today, wouldn't you? Really.
Yeah.
I noticed a few of your fades seem to be dying quite easily.
Yeah.
So, Gibbs. Gibbs is small.
Peach, but is not normally the first fade in line.
Quick question on your team. We've noticed that you've changed your team name. For each match, you've had a different team name now. We wondered whether the latest team name, Babysitters, had anything to do with Retry's baby coming along. Are you all planning to help babysit there?
Well, you know, when Retry told us at the start of the season he's got a little toddler coming along and he said he wouldn't have as much time to play anymore, well, we were all pretty upset. But on the other hand, there's going to be a new baby that we can raise and turn pro. I reckon he's going to be the next Morphs.
Well, what if it's a female?
Then the next she Cosmic.
No, please.
No. I'd never make anyone into Cosmic.
Are you sure we need another Cosmic?
She's been well.
Just don't give her admins. And it'll be fine.
So, overall, me and Lump have been shoutcasting for about 3 hours now. And I think we're both getting a bit tired and I need something to eat. I would like to say, can you guys listen to the shoutcast and like give any feedback? But unfortunately, Jiriki didn't record it. So, okay. You can't.
I couldn't be asked anyway, you guys.
Actually, he recorded the last round of it because he realised he wasn't recording. But on a side note of wrapping this up, have any of you guys got any wishes for the league, plug-in, for Jiriki, for the shoutcasters, for the admins?
Final words?
Well, yeah, alright, Lump, I'm getting there. Alright, I'd like to say good game to the fucking sauna men's.
Fuck you.
And thanks to the shoutcasters for shoutcasting. I do actually think it deserved match of the week as well. I thought that last round was truly epic. And I'd also like to ask, who do you think was man of the match that game?
They already said that you were the man of the match.
I've already said that. Yeah.
What?
You just want to gloat, you fucking bastard.
Wow, yeah. I knew it was going to be me, because I was, the amount of times I've killed Tane's Phage was just like...
Come on, my lurking on metal. Come on, mate.
Yeah.
Be honest to yourself.
Yeah.
So next... Next week's matches, who would you like to see shoutcasted next week?
What matches are there next week? I think we're off, aren't we? I think we've got a bye week.
Sauna Men Squad 6 looks like it could be promising, or IP.
Oh yeah, Sauna Men Squad 6 would also be interesting. That'd be an upset. I think that'll be an upset there. I reckon Squad 6 could 4-0 Sauna Men unless they get their act together.
So anyway. I've noticed Glove has wormed his way into this channel. But he's staying quiet.
Oh look, Mad's in the channel.
Mad's in the channel? Mad ain't in the channel. Alright, yeah.
No, Mad's just been having
a
channel all day.
Tane and Sharp, have you got any... Tane and Sharp, have you got any final words to say about the league? Any wishes, anything like that?
Well, it was a good game and best team won. Not really, but yeah.
Not really. Gonna kill you in the finals.
Hopefully the final will be good.
So I'm gonna quote
expect to see some big changes from tournaments over the next few weeks.
Yes, we're gonna stop sucking.
Good to hear.
So, so quickly wrapping this up then, guys, so I can go get something to eat. Shoutcast was brought to you by Bungle and Lump. The final score was Swordman 1 and the Gardeners, Babysitters and Shopping Trolleys 3. Nix, when I'm wrapping